From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump facing controversy on his second day in London after a pomp-filled welcome chaos as an explosive interview with the Sun newspaper was released on Thursday. AP correspondent Shirley Smith has more.
President Trump has brought some of his criticism to England. He blasted the Prime Minister, Theresa May, blamed London's mayor for terror attacks against the city, and argued that Europe was losing its culture because of immigration. Trump told the Sun newspaper that he felt unwelcome in London because of protests, including some plans to fly a giant balloon over Parliament that depicts him as an angry baby in a diaper. And he blamed that in part on the mayor, Sadiq Khan, who's a Muslim. I'm Shirley Smith.
The president is currently holding a media briefing with May in Chequers, the prime minister's country estate. Before going into their meeting, a reporter asked May about the Sun interview.
Have you had a chance to talk about the interview this morning?
We've got a lot to discuss. We're going to discuss our special relationship, which is great.
Queen Elizabeth II is scheduled to host the President and First Lady for tea at Windsor. Tens of thousands of people are protesting Trump in London on Friday. On Monday, President Trump will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. Trump said he will raise the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, Russia's violations of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, and Russia's meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Trump said during a news conference from Brussels Thursday that Putin is neither friend nor foe. This is VOA News. China says its trade surplus with the United States in June rose more than $4 billion. That's compared to the previous month. For the first half of the year, China's trade surplus with the U.S. was more than $133 billion.
目前来看, 这个贸易争端肯定是对
That's China's General Administration of Customs spokesman Huang Songping saying the trade dispute will have a certain impact on China-U.S. trade, plus more significant impacts on global trade. Huang also said they are closely monitoring what this will mean for future trade. Last week, the U.S. Commerce Department added 25% tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods. China responded with higher duties on a similar amount of American goods. Chinese officials say 19 people died and 12 were injured in an explosion at a chemical plant in China's southwestern Sichuan province. Thursday evening's blast at Yibin Yangda Technology Company ignited a fire that destroyed the building. The plant, located in the city of Yibin, makes chemicals for the food and pharmaceutical industries. The cause of the explosion has not been determined. An explosion rocked a chemicals factory near Cairo's airport late Thursday, prompting firefighters and ambulances to rush to the scene. Local media reported several injuries, but no deaths. No word on the cause. Embattled U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation official Peter Strzok has appeared before Congress, rejecting Republican criticisms that a series of text messages he exchanged with the FBI lawyer Lisa Page during the 2016 presidential campaign were evidence of bias against President Trump. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Strzok was involved in investigations involving Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Here you are before you've interviewed a single solitary witness saying F. Trump.
Oversight Committee Chair Trey Gowdy says the text went into the start of the Russia investigation.
Do you remember how long it took for you to start talking about impeachment after Bob Mueller was appointed?
I don't, sir.
One day.
Peter Strzok says his views don't reflect his work.
At no time in any of these texts did those personal beliefs ever enter into the realm of any action I took.
And he says the fact that he could get away with what the GOP alleges
deeply corrodes what the FBI is in American society, the effectiveness of their mission, and it is deeply destructive.
Strzok says the Russia investigation is not a witch hunt. It is not a hoax. Ed Donahue, Washington.
France announced Friday will deploy more than 110,000 law enforcement officers across the country. This as France celebrates National Bastille Day and Sunday's World Cup final against Croatia. I'm Liz Palka.
That's the latest world news from VOA.